Amen. Thank you so much to the band for leading us in that. I'm very excited to share a few thoughts with you this morning, this Good Friday. I have to be honest with you guys. I've never had to preach after a spoken word before. I think that's a tough act to follow. So I'm half tempted to try and wrap this sermon, but I don't think that would go well. No, I'm not going to wrap it, don't worry. If we haven't met, my name is Ruben, and I'm the youth pastor here at Encounter Church, which is amazing. I love doing it. I get to work with the teenagers. And I'm so excited to kick off this Easter series called The Great Exchange, where we're going to be celebrating and unpacking the great exchange that took place 2,000 years ago, and then looking at what that means for us today. Now, I've only got 10 minutes. Some of you will be glad to hear. So should we just dive straight in? 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. If you're turning there, then 2 Corinthians is the one just after 1 Corinthians. Come on. Verse 21, it says this. It says, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. God made him, Jesus, who had no sin, to be sin for us, so that in exchange we might become the righteousness of God. I want to talk this morning about righteousness, a right standing with our Heavenly Father, and what it means for us to be hidden in Christ. And I'm hoping, I think my prayer for this morning is that we leave this place with a little bit more confidence, a little bit more security in our identity in Christ, and maybe just with a fresh revelation of what Jesus has done for us and just how good this good news is. So we're going to be reading from Matthew chapter 3, starting in verse 13. This is the story of Jesus' baptism. I might be the only preacher on Good Friday to read from Jesus' baptism, but that's okay. This is what it says. It says, then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John, Jesus' cousin. But John tried to deter him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and you come to me? Jesus replied, let it be so now. It's proper for us to do this, to fulfill all righteousness. And then John consented. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. And at that moment, heaven was opened. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, this is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased. With him I am well pleased. Have any of you ever taken credit for something or maybe been rewarded for something that someone else did? Anyone? Show of hands. Andy, get your hand in the air. I feel like every hand should be up right now. I'm not proud of the story I'm about to tell you, okay? When I was 17 years old, I went to college. We have colleges in Wales, believe it or not. And I went to college to study sports. Okay, because I thought, sports course, that would be fun. Maybe we just play dodgeball all day, a little bit of ping pong here and there. I can have a laugh with my friends. This would be great. Turns out, I was wrong, okay? I didn't really know what I was signing up for. Because in college, you actually have to do work. Can you believe that? What is the world coming to? And so I know some of you have been to university. College is slightly different to university. Because in university, you have assignments set throughout the year, don't you? You have deadlines set for your assignments. And if you fail to meet those deadlines, then you fail the course. That's university. College, on the other hand, there's one deadline, and that is right at the end of the academic year. So my classmates and I, we have one whole year, and we have 30 assignments to complete. Okay? Plenty of time. So the lessons would go on as usual, and me and my classmates would be attending the lessons, and the students would be sure to hand their assignments in, managing their time correctly. But the thing with time is, time goes quite quickly, doesn't it? And so next thing you know, there's 1 week to go until the end of your deadline. And of the 30 assignments that I had to complete, I've got 25 still to do. And so I thought, oops. I might be in a spot of bother here. I'm in trouble. So I'm panicking at this point, okay? I'm usually a bit lastminute.com, but at this point I'm thinking, I'm panicking. So I'm calling my parents, my older brother Isaac. At one point, I even considered knocking on the neighbor's doors. I'm just handing out assignment briefs, okay, to anyone who will take one, okay? It was a very stressful week. And for that week, I wasn't in college. My whole family was in college. And somehow, by the providence of God, don't ask me how, but we managed to get it all done. And I passed, okay? Yes, we can celebrate that. Thank you. Thank you. But now, if you look on the college website, which I know none of you will do because you all have lives, but if you look on the college website, under my name, there's a level 3 sports certificate. It wasn't me that did all the work. The whole of South Wales did the work. But I get the rewards for it. And I'm kind of praying that none of the college staff are watching online. Now, I know that some of you are students in the room, and I'm sure you work very hard at your studies, so you're probably thinking, oh, well, that's not fair. He doesn't deserve that. But our right standing with God is the same. And if we could look in the Lamb's Book of Life, I'm in there too, and I'm considered righteous. Not because I did any of the work, but because Jesus did. Amen. You know, Jesus was so perfect. He lived the perfect, sinless life, even though he was tempted in every single way. He was perfect. And he was pleasing to the Heavenly Father. Us, on the other hand, I probably don't need to remind you this, but we didn't do that. We keep falling short. We keep missing the mark. I don't know about you guys, but every day I give God so many reasons why I shouldn't be considered righteous. And yet I am. And the reason for that is 2 Corinthians 5:21, the verse that I read at the start. We call it the Great Exchange. There it is, the Great Exchange. Jesus died so that we can live. Jesus was punished so that we can be blessed. Jesus became our sin so that in turn, in exchange, we can become his righteousness. So, what I'm about to share with you is a gift. It's not something that we deserve. It's not something that we've earned. It's not something that we have to keep striving to receive. It's a gift. And I don't want to cheapen it. It wasn't cheap. It cost Jesus everything on the cross. But it's been paid for in full so that we can freely receive it today. I want to draw out one thing from the story of Jesus' baptism that is true of Jesus, but is also true of us when our lives are hidden in Christ. And that's this. It's the Father's voice from heaven, which says, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him, I'm well pleased." I'm well pleased. I sometimes ask myself, why did the Father say that? Do you think Jesus didn't know? You think Jesus didn't know that he was the Son of God and that the Father was pleased with him? There's probably many reasons why he said it, but I think that one of the reasons the Father said it was for the onlookers and for us to hear it today. I want you to know this morning, if you've put your faith in Jesus, then you are adopted and your Heavenly Father takes pleasure in you. He takes pleasure in you. Oh, well, Reuben, you know, you don't know what I did last week. What I know is when you put your faith in Jesus, your life is now hidden in Christ. So when the Father looks at you, he's no longer looking at your performance and your unrighteousness. He's choosing to look at Jesus's performance and Jesus's righteousness. That's what it means to be hidden in Christ. But we try and make it more complicated, don't we? We try and convince ourselves that we contributed a little bit, which isn't true. And that can go one of two ways. Either we do something bad, and we think, oh man, I sinned again, even though I told myself I wouldn't. God must be so disappointed in me right now. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give it a day before I pray, and I'm going to let God calm down a little bit. Anyone else ever done that? Safe space. Now, I'm not trying to make light of sin here. Sin is destructive, and sin has consequences. I've seen sin ruin people's lives, but I think sometimes we can believe more in our own sin than in the sinless blood of Jesus. Or, the other thing that we do is, we do something good. And then we think, yes, God, that's right. I read the Bible in a year. You must be pretty impressed with me right now. I mean this in the most loving way. God isn't impressed with our spiritual disciplines. Now, I'm not against spiritual disciplines. I'm a youth pastor. That would be weird for me to be against spiritual disciplines in my line of work. So read your Bibles. Okay, the psalmist says that the unfolding of God's word brings light. But when you read it, you just need to know that us reading our Bibles doesn't change the way that God sees us. It changes the way that we see God. When God looks at us, he's pleased with us, not because of what we've done or haven't done, but because of what Jesus did. And I end with this, if Isaac wants to play the piano and make me sound more spiritual as I come into land. Jesus took what we deserve so that in turn we can receive what we don't deserve. So, next time you mess up, not if, but when, and you feel that temptation to wallow in that shame, that condemnation, maybe even try and hide from God, I want you to remind yourself that in Christ you're considered righteous. Say it out loud. Even look in the mirror and say, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. And you can boldly run to your Heavenly Father, who doesn't just love you, he so loves you. Amen. And he's not just pleased with you, he's well pleased with you. You know, in Christ, we're not just forgiven, we're adopted. We're sons, we're daughters. And I want you to know this morning that your Heavenly Father, he delights in you. And you bring him so much joy. So maybe the band want to join and I'll pray. Jesus, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for this opportunity to remember what you did for us on the cross. And Lord, I pray that we'd fully accept that free gift. And I pray, Holy Spirit, that right now, those of us that have put our faith in Jesus, that you'd even convict us of our righteousness. That you'd help us to know who we are in Christ. Help us to know that our Heavenly Father is pleased with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Reuben. That time of reminder.